out.
We might have broken down.
Should we get out here?
Oh. Yay! Actually,
woo!
It might be a long wait
for Angel Chef. It might be, yeah.
Josh, should we walk from here? Mike, do you want to get set up? Go down like this.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
Some people just like just have like stuff.
See, the doors weren't open.
What, again?
Just leave
no.
them open. We can hop out when it's us.
Oh, poor bloke.
Let's walk. I'm walking off.
I'm not walking. I'm just laying on
here. Oh, they're open.
I want to see what they're doing.
I swear, somebody's going to get
that.
Don't
mind that.
Number one.
Oh my god! Jack, don't do it. No. Let's go.
So I'm on the bus and it's a new driver and I don't actually know what's going on there, but oh dear, but it stopped. I'm going to pause this now and come back when something else happens.
I went away for the people when they King of the
Well, I didn't come back from on the bus because a lovely lady who I found out was called Karen, she asked if I was all right, and she wondered, you know, what I was going to do about, you know, how I was going to get to Worcester from, I was in Malvern when the bus broke down, and she said she lived quite near the one of the stations in Malvern, so she actually walked there with me. I did feel quite sorry for the driver because I think it was his first time on that route, and he the school children on there, who you could hear, they were like giving him directions because he wasn't sure which way the route went. It's bad, really. I don't think they get trained very well on the routes, really, personally. So, they were directing him, and then the bus broke down, and it turned out there was a cement mixer in front of the bus as well, making things really difficult for anything to navigate, particularly when a bus was broken down. So, I got my train into Worcester, and I now feel a lot better, having had a coffee in Worcester. I thought I deserved it, because quarter of an hour walk to the railway station, and luckily got there a couple of minutes before the train, which is always a lot more ideal than getting there a couple of minutes after the train. And then there was a lovely lady who helped me from the platform down to the bottom of the station at Worcester, and also that's the automatic doors I'm going past in the Crown Gate shopping centre, if you're wondering what the noise is. And also, the driver himself he'd driven past me, and then someone on the bus had alerted him. This was the bus driver before the breaking down, and he'd actually got off the bus and come back and fetched me. So I've had three people being lovely today, but a bit of a chaotic journey that I anticipated just being on a bus, and it turned out to be bus, then some walking, and then then a train. So it would have been a lot of waiting around if I hadn't gone by train. The bus to Worcester is usually about an hour's ride because it goes here, there and everywhere in Malvern before it then leaves Malvern and comes to Worcester, whereas the train is well, from the station I went from, it's about seven or 8 minute ride to Worcester. So yeah, there's quite a difference really with that. So there you go. That was my broken down bus saga for today. And I just thought the ambience of it was quite fun with the school kids and everything. Right. Anyway. Hope everyone else is having perhaps a slightly less chaotic day. But isn't it amazing how when things are chaotic, it's like when we had the snow, you know, people and ice and things, people can be really lovely and actually really cheer you up. Acts of kindness, you know, never underestimate them. Have a good day, everybody, and take care. Bye. And that is a cleaning machine thing. Since it was coming past, just as I was. Oh, and it's coming back. It used to be a much louder one, actually, but that's loud enough. I don't know how loud it sounds through this hands-free kit because of the noise-cancelling technology and stuff, but it is kind of loud, and it can be quite disorientating. If you're blind like myself. Anyway, take care, everybody, and I will boo again soon. Bye for now. Just recorded again, thinking that the clock would perhaps strike, but it hasn't, so it probably will now when I turn this off. But here we go. Here's the sweeper thing. Perhaps it struck already when the sweeper was coming past before. I thought that'd make a nice ending to the boo. But no, I think we've missed it. Right. I'm off then. Bye-bye, Booville.